This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. We're with Jim Funk. He's the Chief Operating Officer for Piper Aircraft. Jim, there's been a big push with Piper to revive your training market, and it looks like it's really starting to pay off. Tell us about the success in that area.
Yeah, as we mentioned, we're working tirelessly to regain our position in the market with as a lead in the aircraft training market. We focused heavily on upgrading our avionics systems and the styling of our aircraft, as well as working closely with our customers, the U.S. schools and international training schools, to prove that Piper provides the best dollar for dollar value when it comes to the training tool or the aircraft as a training tool.
Now, typically you're not selling all of one aircraft, you're selling a group of aircraft to these schools.
That's true. We offer a complete line of training aircraft from the complex single engine to the Archer, which is a very robust training system in itself, to the twin engine Seminole, and some schools prefer to use the twin engine Seneca as a training device also.
Okay, so where have you been selling airplanes, and what's the market look like for the next couple of years?
So the primary market in the last few years has been the continental U.S. Large schools like University of North Dakota, ATP, CAE, and just to name a few, have been the key sales that we've made. However, European and Asian market has a great opportunity to increase the training and sales market. So we've, as mentioned, our dealer in the China region has recently contracted for 50 aircraft, 30 of which will be delivered this year and an additional 20 next year. And he distributes those to local schools in China. I think there's two different schools that he contracts with.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.